The timing could not have offered a more striking contrast. Jeannie Rizzo, executive director of the San Francisco-based Breast Cancer Fund, was recognized last Thursday by the Federal Environmental Protection Agency as a regional environmental hero for her work in support of California's state green chemistry law, which was passed in 2008. And on the very same day, Rizzo's organization castigated the California EPA for proposing implementing regulations that would rob that state law of its effectiveness.
There is irony in that, and there's also obviously a big challenge. And there's been tremendous negotiation over the last 6 to 8, 10 months to balance the core principles of the law with how do you actually implement it and how do you bridge the concerns about the economics of it and the reality of being able to implement it.
A central issue in that dispute, Rizzo explains, is who should bear the burden of proof.
The burden of proof of safety is not shifted the way the green chemistry legislation calls for it to be, shifted to the purveyors of those chemicals and those products. The burden of proof on the toxicity of something, the harm it causes, still rests where it has essentially been, which is we need to absolutely prove the harm of these chemicals rather than shifting it to you show us how they're safe. And that burden was significantly opposed by the American Chemistry Council.
That fatal flaw, adds the Marin County woman, has driven many supporters of the California Green Chemistry Law to publicly oppose the implementing regulations and call for them to be rescinded and rewritten.
Just before Thanksgiving, these regulations were put out with a 15-day public comment notice, which is pretty short, especially over a holiday. We've been registering our concerns, as have environment, health, public health people. Even this Blue Ribbon Panel on Green Chemistry, which has been working on this for years, have also come out with their opposition. So we're hoping these regulations will be withdrawn. New regulations will be drawn up, and that the Attorney General of the state of California will be prepared to defend the regulations.
Rizzo suspects the state's revised regulations were watered down in an attempt to avoid lawsuits threatened by the chemical manufacturing industry, a process that created loopholes, she says, would effectively undermine the most important intentions of that state law. She's hopeful that California's newly elected Attorney General, San Francisco District Attorney Kamala Harris, will stand firm behind it.
She ran on strong environmental policies. She was very forward-thinking, unusually so for a person running for that position. She absolutely stated her support for protecting and defending the environmental laws in California. I very much appreciated that. So I think she would certainly be a supporter of regulations that implement the spirit of the law.
If the legislative fight earlier this year over the proposed ban of the endocrine-disrupting chemical BPA from children's bottles and cups is any indication, and it fell just 2 votes short of passage, the battle over the broader green chemistry law's future could well be long and bitter. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.